The Project Gutenberg E-Text of Songs of Action by Arthur Conan Doyle. Number 30 in our series by Arthur Conan Doyle. Copyright laws are changing all over the world. Be sure to check the copyright laws for your country before distributing this or any other Project Gutenberg file. We encourage you to keep this file exactly as it is on your own disk, thereby keeping an electronic path open for future readers. Please do not remove this. Welcome to the world of free plain vanilla electronic texts, e-texts readable by both humans and by computers, since 1971. These e-texts are prepared by thousands of volunteers. Information on contacting Project Gutenberg to get e-texts, and further information, is included below. We need your donations. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation is a 501c3 organization with EIN 64-6221541. Title: Songs of Action. Author: Arthur Conan Doyle. Release date: July 2003. E-text number 4295. Yes, we are more than 1 year ahead of schedule. This file was first posted on December 31, 2001. Most recently updated. December 31, 2001. Edition 10. Language: English. Character set encoding: ASCII. The Project Gutenberg E-Text of Songs of Action. By Arthur Conan Doyle. Songs of Action. The Song of the Bow. What of the bow? The bow was made in England. Of true wood, of yew wood, the wood of English bows. So men who are free love the old yew tree and the land where the yew tree grows. What of the cord? The cord was made in England. A rough cord, a tough cord, a cord that bowmen love. And so we will sing of the hempen string and the land where the cord was wove. What of the shaft? The shaft was cut in England. A long shaft, a strong shaft, barbed and trim and true. So we'll drink all together to the gray goose feather and the land where the gray goose flew. What of the mark? Ah, seek it not in England, a bold mark. Our old mark is waiting oversea. When the strings harp in chorus and the lion flag is o'er us, it is there that our mark will be. What of the men? The men were bred in England. The bowmen, the yeomen, the lads of dale and fell. Here's to you, and to you. To the hearts that are true, and the land where the true hearts dwell. Cremona. The French army, including a part of the Irish Brigade, under Marshal Villeroy, held the fortified town of Cremona during the winter of 1702. Prince Eugene, with the Imperial Army, surprised it one morning, and, owing to the treachery of a priest, occupied the whole city before the alarm was given. Villeroy was captured, together with many of the French garrison. The Irish, however, consisting of the regiments of Dillon and of Burke, held a fort commanding the river gate, and defended themselves all day, in spite of Prince Eugene's efforts to win them over to his cause. Eventually Eugene, being unable to take the post, was compelled to withdraw from the city. The Grenadiers of Austria are proper men and tall. The Grenadiers of Austria have scaled the city wall. They have marched from far away ere the dawning of the day, and the morning saw them masters of Cremona. There's not a man to whisper, there's not a horse to neigh. Of the footmen of Lorraine and the riders of Dupers, they have crept up every street, in the marketplace they meet, they are holding every vantage in Cremona. The Marshal Villeroy, he has started from his bed. The Marshal Villeroy has no wig upon his head. I have lost my men. ... quoth he, and my men they have lost me, and I sorely fear we both have lost Cremona. ... Prince Eugene of Austria is in the marketplace. Prince Eugene of Austria has smiles upon his face. Says he, our work is done, for the citadel is won, and the black and yellow flag flies o'er Cremona. ... Major Dan O'Mahony is in the barrack square, and just 600 Irish lads are waiting for him there. Says he, come in your shirt, and you won't take any hurt, for the morning air is pleasant in Cremona. apostrophe apostrophe Major Dan O'Mahony is at the barricade, and just 600 Irish lads will neither stay nor wait. There's Dillon and there's Burke, and there'll be some bloody work ere the Kasurlicks shall boast they hold Cremona. Major Dan O'Mahony has reached the river ford, and just 600 Irish lads are joining in the sport. Come, take a hand. Apostrophe apostrophe says he, and if you will stand by me, then it's glory to the man who takes Cremona. Apostrophe apostrophe Prince Eugene of Austria has frowns upon his face, and loudly calls his galloper of Irish blood and race. MacDonald, ride, I pray, to your countrymen, and say that only they are left in all Cremona. Apostrophe apostrophe MacDonald, he has reined his mare beside the river dyke, and he has tied the parley flag upon a sergeant's pike. Six companies were there from Limerick and Clare, the last of all the guardians of Cremona. Now, Major Dan O'Mahony, give up the river gate, or, Major Dan O'Mahony, you'll find it is too late. For when I gallop back, 'tis the signal for attack, and no quarter for the Irish in Cremona. Apostrophe apostrophe and Major Dan, he laughed. Faith, if what you say be true, and if they will not come until they hear again from you, then there will be no attack, for you're never going back, and we'll keep you snug and safely in Cremona. Apostrophe apostrophe all the weary day the German stormers came, all the weary day they were faced by fire and flame. They have filled the ditch with dead, and the river's running red, but they cannot win the gateway of Cremona. All the weary day, again, 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 the horsemen of Dupers and the footmen of Lorraine, Toff, and Durberstein, and the riders of the Rhine, it's a mighty price they're paying for Cremona. Time and time they came with the deep-mouthed German roar, time and time they broke like a wave upon the shore, for better men were there from Limerick and Clare, and who will take the gateway of Cremona? Prince Eugene has watched, and he gnaws his nether lip. Prince Eugene has cursed as he saw his chances slip. Call off! Call off! Apostrophe he cried, it is nearing eventide, and I fear our work is finished in Cremona. Apostrophe apostrophe says Wauchop to McAuliffe, their fire is growing slack. Apostrophe apostrophe says Major Dan O'Mahony, it is their last attack. But who will stop the game, while there's light to play the same, and to walk a short way with them from Cremona? Apostrophe apostrophe and so they snarl behind them, and beg them turn and come. They have taken Newburgh's standard, they have taken Dyack's drum, and along the winding Po, beard on shoulder, stern and slow the Kasurlicks are riding from Cremona. Just 200 Irish lads are shouting on the wall, 400 more are lying who can hear no slogan call. But what's the odds of that, for it's all the same to Pat, if he pays his debt in Dublin or Cremona. Says General de Vaudrey, you've done a soldier's work, and every tongue in France shall talk of Dillon and of Burke. Ask what you will this day, and be it what it may, it is granted to the heroes of Cremona. Apostrophe apostrophe why then, apostrophe says Dan O'Mahony, one favor we entreat, we were called a little early, and our toilet's not complete. We've no quarrel with the shirt, but the breeches wouldn't hurt, for the evening air is chilly in Cremona. Apostrophe apostrophe the storming party. Said Paul Leroy to Barrow, though the breach is steep and narrow, if we only gain the summit then it's odds we hold the fort. I have 10 and you have 20, and the 30 should be plenty, with Henderson and Henty and McDermott in support. Apostrophe apostrophe said Barrow to Leroy, it's a solid job, my boy, for they've flanked it, and they've banked it, and they've bored it with a mine. But it's only 50 paces ere we look them in the faces, and the men are in their places, with their toes upon the line. Apostrophe apostrophe said Paul Leroy to Barrow, see that first ray, like an arrow, how it tinges all the fringes of the sullen drifting skies. They told me to begin it at 5:32 the minute, and at 31 I minute, or my sub will get his rise. So we'll wait the signal rocket, till... Dot dot Barrow, show that locket, that turquoise studded locket, which you slipped from out your pocket, and are pressing with a kiss. Turquoise studded, spiral twisted, it is hers. And I had missed it from her chain, and you have kissed it. Barrow, villain, what is this? Apostrophe apostrophe Leroy, I had a warning that my time has come this morning, so I speak with frankness, scorning to deny the thing that's true. Yes, it's Amy's, is the trinket, little turquoise studded trinket, not her gift, oh, never think it. For her thoughts were all for you. As we danced I gently drew it from her chain, she never knew it, but I love her, yes, I love her. I am candid, I confess. But I never told her, never, for I knew 'twas vain endeavor, and she loved you ever, would to God she loved you less. Apostrophe apostrophe Barrow, Barrow, you shall pay me. Me, your comrade, to betray me. Well I know that little Amy is as true as wife can be. She to give this love-batched locket, as he had rather. Dot dot ha, the rocket. Hi, McDougal. Sound the bugle. Yorkshires, Yorkshires, follow me. Apostrophe apostrophe said Paul Leroy to Amy, well, wifey, you may blame me, for my passion overcame me, when he told me of his shame. But when I saw him lying, dead amid a ring of dying, why, poor devil, I was trying to forget, and not to blame. And this locket, I unclasped it from the fingers that still grasped it. He told me how he got it, how he stole it in a valse. Apostrophe apostrophe and she listened leaden hearted. Oh, the weary day they parted. For she loved him, yes, she loved him for his youth and for his truth, and for those dying words, so false. The frontier line. What marks the frontier line? Thou man of India, say. Is it the Himalayas sheer, the rocks and valleys of Kashmir, or Indus as she seeks the south from Adige to the fivefold mouth? Not that. Not that. Apostrophe then answer me, I pray. What marks the frontier line? What marks the frontier line? Thou man of Burma, speak. Is it traced from Mandalay, and down the marches of Cathay, from Bamo south to Chiang Mai, and where the buried rubies lie? Not that. Not that. Apostrophe then tell me what I seek. What marks the frontier line? What marks the frontier line? Thou Africander, say. Is it shown by Zulu kraal, by Drakensberg or winding Val, or where the Shire waters seek their outlet east at Mozambique? Not that. Not that. There is a surer way to mark the frontier line. Apostrophe apostrophe what marks the frontier line? Thou man of Egypt. Tell. Is it traced on Luxor's sand, where Karnak's painted pillars stand, or where the river runs between Ethiop and Bisharin? Not that. Not that. By neither stream nor well we mark the frontier line. But be it east or west, one common sign we bear, the tongue may change, the soil, the sky, but where your British brothers lie, the lonely cairn, the nameless grave, still fringe the flowing Saxon wave. 'Tis that. 'Tis where they lie, the men who placed it there, that marks the frontier line. Apostrophe apostrophe Corporal Dick's promotion. A ballad of 82. The eastern day was well nigh or when, parched with thirst and travel sore, two of McPherson's flanking corps across the desert were tramping. They had wandered off from the beaten track, and now were wearily harking back, ever staring round for the signal jack that marked their comrades' camping. The one was Corporal Robert Dick, bearded and burly, short and thick, rough of speech and in temper quick, a hard-faced old rapscallion. The other, fresh from the barrack square, was a raw recruit, smooth-cheeked and fair, half-grown, half-drilled, with the weedy air of a draft from the home battalion. Weary and parched and hunger-torn, they had wandered on from early morn, and the young boy soldier limped forlorn, now stumbling and now falling. Around the orange sand curves lay, flecked with boulders, black or gray, death silent, save that far away a kite was shrilly calling. A kite? Was that a kite? The yell that shrilly rose and faintly fell? No kites, and yet the kite knows well the long-drawn wild halloo. And right athwart the evening sky the yellow sand spray spurtled high, and shriller swelled the cry of Allah. Allahu! Apostrophe the corporal peered at the crimson west, hid his pipe in his khaki vest, growled out an oath and onward pressed, still glancing over his shoulder. Bedouins, mate! apostrophe apostrophe he curtly said. We'll find some work for steel and lead, and maybe sleep in a sandy bed, before we're 1 hour older. But just one flutter before we're done. Stiffen your lip and stand, my son. We'll take this bloomin' circus on. Ball cartridge load. Now, steady. Apostrophe with a curse and a prayer the two faced round. Dogged and grim they stood their ground, and their breech blocks snapped with a crisp clean sound as the rifles sprang to the ready. Apostrophe apostrophe alas for the emerald icon. 100 paces before his clan, that ebony steed of the prophet's breed is the foal of death and of danger. A spurt of fire, a gasp of pain, a bluish blur on the yellow plain, the chief was down, and his bridle rein was in the grip of the stranger. With the light of hope on his rugged face, the corporal sprang to the dead man's place, one prick with the steel, one thrust with the heel, and where was the man to outride him? A grip of his knees, a toss of his rein, he was settling her down to her gallop again, when he stopped, for he heard just one faltering word from the young recruit beside him. One faltering word from pal to pal, but it found the heart of the corporal. He had sprung to the sand, he had lent him a hand, up, mate. They'll be here in a minute, off with you. No palaver. Go. I'll bide bend and run this show. Promotion has been cursed slow, and this is my chance to win it. Apostrophe apostrophe into the saddle he thrust him quick, spurred the black mare with a bayonet prick. Watched her gallop with plunge, and with kick away o'er the desert careering. Then he turned with a softened face, and loosened the strap of his cartridge case, while his thoughts flew back to the dear old place in the sunny Hampshire clearing. The young boy private, glancing back, saw the Bedouin's wild attack, and heard the sharp martin eye crack. But as he gazed, already the fierce fanatic Arab band was closing in on every hand, until one tawny swirl of sand concealed them in its eddy. A squadron of British horse that night, galloping hard in the shadowy light, came on the scene of that last stern fight, and found the corporal lying silent and grim on the trampled sand, his rifle grasped in his stiffened hand, with the warrior pride of one who died mid a ring of the dead and the dying. And still when twilight shadows fall, after the evening bugle call, and bivouacker in barrack hall, his comrades speak of the corporal, his death and his devotion. And there are some who like to say that perhaps a hidden meaning lay in the words he spoke, and that the day, when his rough bold spirit passed away was the day, that he won promotion. A forgotten tale. The scene of this ancient fight, recorded by Froissart, is still called Altura de los Inglesos. Apostrophe apostrophe 500 years later Wellington's soldiers were fighting on the same ground. Right bracket say, what saw you on the hill, Campesino Garcia? Apostrophe apostrophe I saw my brindled heifer there, a trail of bowmen, spent and bare, and a little man on a sorrel mare riding slow before them. Apostrophe apostrophe say, what saw you in the vale, Campesino Garcia? Apostrophe apostrophe there I saw my lambing you and an army riding through, thick and brave the pennons flew from the lances o'er them. Apostrophe apostrophe then what saw you on the hill, Campesino Garcia? Apostrophe apostrophe I saw beside the milking byre, white with want and black with mire, the little man with eyes of fire marshalling his bowmen. Apostrophe apostrophe then what saw you in the vale, Campesino Garcia? Apostrophe apostrophe there I saw my bullocks twain, and amid my uncut grain all the hardy men of Spain spurring for their foemen. Apostrophe apostrophe nay, but there is more to tell, Campesino Garcia. Apostrophe apostrophe I could not bide the end to view, I had graver things to do tending on the lambing ewe down among the clover. Apostrophe apostrophe ah, but tell me what you heard, Campesino Garcia. Apostrophe apostrophe shouting from the mountainside, shouting until eventide, but it dwindled, and it died ere milking time was over. Apostrophe apostrophe nay, but saw you nothing more, Campesino Garcia? Apostrophe apostrophe yes, I saw them lying there, the little man and sorrel mare, and in their ranks the bowmen fair, with their staves before them. apostrophe and the hardy men of Spain, Campesino Garcia? Hush, but we are Spanish too. More I may not say to you. May God's benison, like dew, gently settle o'er them. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.